Welcome to the September 2009 Back to School edition of the Mindshare Learner Report. My name is Mitchell N. Townsend, your Higher Education Editor. Today we are very pleased to welcome Dr. Hanan Yaniv, Professor of Education at the University of Calgary's Graduate Division of Educational Research. Welcome, Professor Yaniv.
Thank you.
Professor Yaniv, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Thank you. My background started, I guess, when I was kicked out of high school. At that time, I was at grade 10. I wasn't able to engage in anything we were taught. Tried, but couldn't. Couldn't because I was bored to death. So ever since then, I've been searching for energy to help students engage in what they're supposed to be learning. Without engagement, I don't see any meaningful learning happening. Then I studied psychology. I was somehow lucky enough to abuse the American open admission system in a community college. Finished my 2 degrees in Queen's College and St. John's University as a psychologist, went back to Israel, joined the military, and built the biggest, computer-based training system. That is when I discovered my new mission in life, developing educational environment in which people are engaged, in which people learn. So I've been doing that until I was invited with the to the University of Michigan to develop a language lab, a computer-based language lab, which I used in order to get my PhD, my EDD, my EDD
right.
in educational technology, and then started to develop concepts and tools in learning and assisting technologies in learning, and found myself developing new models, new tools, one of which is the Second Life virtual reality environment that I'm sure we'll be talking about. I came to the University of Calgary fairly recently in 2004, became a faculty member, and have been developing all my dreams in what I started as the Knowledge Design Lab, and everything I do is under that umbrella.
Dr. Yaniv, can you tell me about No Worlds and how it is related to education?
Yes, No World is a platform. I've chosen Second Life because of one very critical feature, the ability to produce a holodeck. I see Second Life, or any virtual reality system, Second Life is mature enough to be applied in every classroom. I've seen the opportunity for revisiting education as Dewey, John Dewey, had thought of it. Like when he was talking about experiential learning, and Dewey is considered to be one of the fathers of experiential learning, Dewey has envisioned experience in a way that people really actually feel and touch things they do. How do you do that in a classroom? How do you bring it to history? How do you bring it to social studies? How do you bring it even to the chemistry lab besides the actual lab experiments? How do you get to experience learning in every topic? Second Life or any other virtual reality system allows you to simulate reality. Now, if you can simulate reality, you can bring experience to a new level. So this is why I feel that this is our biggest opportunity so far to let experience become real. To do that, we generate in Second Life realities in the form of a holodeck. Holodeck is brought from Star Trek, and the idea is that the Star Trek crew is able to relax while on these endless space trips, and by getting into this room in which a computer simulates any type of reality they envision. And this is what holodeck in Second Life can do. So what we did, me and my crew, a very talented group of people that have been working with me from a company called Vintage Dawn, they produce our own holodeck technology in Second Life, and we can now simulate any type of time or space. The second biggest component in the world is decision-making. I've been working on decision-making learning tasks ever since I can remember myself working with learning. It's the biggest or the best educational generator of need for knowledge. Now, because I don't believe that you can impose intrinsic motivation in an imposed curriculum setting, you need to find another channel for energy in which the students might be engaged with. So this idea of using a decision-making learning task in a team situation is a very powerful generator of energy, and I've been researching that as well. So this is another component of No World as it is.
Thank you, Dr. Yaniv, for taking the time to conduct this podcast interview. And for our listeners, if you haven't already, click on the YouTube link and experience the holodeck from No World yourself.